From Spark and Anvil and FarmQuest, this is Bushel, in Chapter 1 of the FarmQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The morning sun was still low when Bushel crouched at the edge of the peach row, a small raccoon in a chunky harvest apron, her clever paws hovering over a fruit the color of a sunset. She did not grab it. She cupped it, felt for the give, and gave a slow half turn until it came loose into her palm. Then she laid it, not dropped it, onto the soft cloth lining her basket, and slid the basket into the shade of the tree, all in one quiet motion. A younger farmer named Rue watched from the next row, arms full of tomatoes he'd tossed into a bucket. "You pick so slow," he said. "I've got 3 buckets to your 1 basket." Bushel smiled and touched the cool marker clipped to her belt. "You've got 3 buckets of bruises," she said gently. "I've got 1 basket of fruit that'll still be good next week. Watch what happens to yours by Thursday." She wasn't scolding him. That was the thing about Bushel. She never made anyone feel foolish. Losing fruit to bruises was so ordinary that nearly every farm lost close to half of what it grew, somewhere between the field and someone's table. She said so plainly, the way you'd mention the weather. It wasn't a person's failing. It was a thing you could learn. "The picking is only the first half of the day," she told Rue. "The other half is carrying it home without breaking what the picking earned."
Bushel had learned that the hard way, long before she came to the academy. She had grown up in a raccoon family that had foraged for their whole village, generation after generation, out among the orchard rows. Her grandmother's paws were older than Bushel's whole life, and still they were the gentlest hands anyone knew. When Bushel was very small, she'd once run home with an apron full of berries, so proud of the huge pile she'd gathered. But she had squeezed them and jostled them and let them bake in the sun on the long walk back. By the time she tipped them out, half were crushed in weeping juice, and the crushed ones had smeared the whole heap into mush. She had cried. Her grandmother had not scolded. She'd knelt down, wiped Bushel's cheeks, and said something Bushel never forgot. "The hand that picks must also carry. If the carrying breaks what the picking earned, the whole day is lost. And it is never your worth that's lost, only the fruit. So next time, carry gentle." The next morning, her grandmother taught her to twist instead of yank, to lay instead of drop, to seek the shade the moment a fruit left the branch. Bushel practiced until gentle was the only speed her paws knew.
She walked to FarmQuest the summer she turned 12, her basket set on her back and the cool marker swinging at her hip. Furrow, the old badger who kept the academy, met her at the gate and looked at the way she was already, without thinking, shading the fruit in her hands from the sun. "What happens to food after it's picked?" he asked her. Bushel didn't hesitate. "It starts to change the second it leaves the plant. It gets warm, it uses up its own sweetness, and any little break in the skin lets in the rot, so you keep it cool and you keep it whole, all the way to the plate." She paused, then added the words that were really her whole heart. "Gentle hands, clean baskets. A bruise costs more than the picking ever did." Furrow's eyes crinkled. "Then this is your workshop," he said, and handed her the key.
On her first teaching morning, a girl named Wick came in doubtful, sure this would be dull. Bushel only smiled and picked 2 batches of tomatoes from the very same plant. "Batch A," she said, and tumbled them roughly into a bucket, left the bucket baking in the sun for an hour, then finally carried it to the cool room. "Batch B," she said, and this time she cupped each tomato, laid it in a lined basket, walked it into the shade at once, and had it cool within 20 minutes. "Same plant, same morning," Bushel said. "Now we wait 3 days." When 3 days had passed, she brought both batches back. Batch A slumped soft and freckled with fuzzy gray spots. A third of it was already lost, and the rest wouldn't last the week. Batch B sat bright and firm, barely a fruit spoiled. Wick's eyes went wide, but they were the same.
They were, Bushel agreed. One bruise breaks the skin, mold slips in, and in 2 days it spreads to every neighbor in the crate. That's why we twist, not yank. That's why we shade it fast, cool it fast, wash the baskets between loads, and pull out the one soft fruit before it spoils the rest. She set a perfect tomato in Wick's hands. None of that costs money. It only costs care.
At the end of the day, Wick and Rue lingered while Bushel wiped down her baskets for the morning. Rue turned his bruised tomato over in his hand, a little quiet now. I thought slow meant I was behind, he said. Slow meant you were paying attention, Bushel said. She pressed her palm flat against the smooth, clean side of the basket and felt her shoulders loosen and something warm and steady settle low in her chest. The calm, unhurried gladness of hands that had carried something fragile all the way home without breaking it. That feeling, she thought, was the whole reason she loved this work. Gentle hands, she said softly, and it made her heart feel quiet and full. Clean baskets. Carry it kindly, and it'll last long enough to feed someone.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Bushel. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.